Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
It was a good game, but it was not supposed to happen like this.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, heartbreak in the Bay Area after a devastating Giants loss, what fans and the team have to say this morning.
Plus, a shakeup to masking rules in two Bay Area counties where you'll be able to remove your mask starting today.
And the fate of a Johnson & Johnson booster shot up for debate today, what the FDA has to say about when those could start.
And not one, but two fires erupt in San Jose overnight. Ann has the latest from the live news desk.
Good morning to you. It's Friday, October 15th. I'm Lynn Keyes.
I'm Amanda Starantino. Before we get into that heartbreaking loss at Oracle Park last night, let's get a check on our weather and traffic. Mary and Gianna are joining us now. Oh, that heartbreak from last night.
Yeah.
I can feel it. Oh, it hurts.
It's right here.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
What a season.
We're proud of our Giants.
Yes, we are.
Love you.
Go team.
You had a great season.
You did your thing.
Yes, for sure. Right. And we are looking at plenty of sunshine for today. It's going to be a beautiful day across the Bay Area. Warmer temperatures as well. So actually above average for this time of year. So here we go. A live look at their Salesforce Tower camera and our temperatures right now. 40s and 50s as we start off our day. And as we head through our afternoon, check it out. So we are looking at those highs in the mid-70s around the Bay. 75 in San Francisco, 77 in Oakland for the South Bay, 82 in San Jose, 83 in Concord for the Inland East Bay, 84 for Antioch, and looking at 83 for Santa Rosa. So we're going to see temperatures with that sunshine above average once again for your Saturday, but then changes ahead as we look to Sunday, tracking a cold front that could bring a few showers, and I'll show you this on Futurecast coming up. And now let's check in with Gianna, and how are things shaping up already at this hour?
Yeah, not bad, Mary. It's still safe to say it's Friday light, so if you're hitting the roadways early this morning, you're good to go for the most part. I just checked in with CHP. There's no major accidents or incidents, so we'll keep you updated if there is. Right now, live look at that Dublin interchange camera, where 580, 680 meet westbound traffic, headlights heading towards that 680 area. And, you know, we're seeing extra volume, but that's pretty typical for a commute through that portion. Super commuters, you kind of know what to expect, but our travel time still in the green, so that's good news. Right now, you're looking at 205 to 680 on westbound 580, only 26 minutes. In fact, most of our major freeways are showing really no delays or issues. East Shore Freeway, Highway 4, and 101 all clear. Lynn?
Thank you, G. A live look at Oracle Park, where last night the Giants suffered a bitter series-ending defeat to the Dodgers. The deciding game featured dominant pitching on both sides. And going into last night's game, each team had 109 wins, including the postseason.
In the end, the Dodgers had just enough offense to prevail. In the top of the sixth inning, Corey Seager of the Dodgers hit an RBI double, scoring Mookie Betts. The Giants answered in the bottom half with a home run by Darren Ruff. Then in the ninth, Cody Bellinger singled in the go-ahead run. The game ended on a strikeout with a controversial call on a check swing by Wilmer Flores. Final score, Dodgers 2, Giants 1.
It's just a tough way to end it. There's no need to, you know, be angry about that. I just think it's just a disappointing way to end.
It is. And with their victory, the Dodgers now head into the NLCS against the Atlanta Braves.
I have no words. Like, I'm just so distraught. It was a good game, but it was not supposed to happen like this.
It is what it is. At the end of the day, we showed up, our fans showed up, and we're still Giants fans for life.
What do you say about the season?
It was amazing. I mean, what we accomplished this season was better than we've pretty much ever done.
Yeah, this morning, many Giants fans still speechless as the season comes to an abrupt end. The game was all it was hyped up to be. Even Alex the Great showed up. The Giants hadn't lost a game with the Rally Bunny in attendance. Well, while there is disappointment, the fans say that the Giants performed so well this year when they were expected to finish no higher than third in the NL West, they can't wait to see what the team can accomplish next year.
And San Francisco Mayor London Breed tweeted this picture you see here with LA Mayor Eric Garcetti last night. And she wrote, "My first and hopefully last time sitting with a Dodger fan at Oracle Park." Well, we want to see your reactions to last night's showdown. Just use the hashtag KPIX.
I'm Ann McAvick at the Live News Desk, and a couple of fire investigations going on right now in San Jose. A lot of damage done overnight. Want to start off with the most damage. This was on McKee and East Side Drive last night. This fire breaking out at around 11 o'clock. Looks like it started in a courtyard with a bunch of sheds and in-law units, and then it spread into a home on McKee and then another home on East Side Drive. This video is from McKee. Five people are now out of their homes. Between the damage to the houses and the in-law units there, firefighters, again, still investigating the cause of that one. And then just before 2 this morning, this fire broke out on Park Johnson Place, damaging one home, a two-story home. It looks like that fire started outside of the home, and flames were seen coming from the roof of the home. Firefighters are still on scene there. We're going to keep you posted on those investigations. Back to you.
Thank you, Ann. To the coronavirus and moves by the government on booster shots. Today, an advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration will consider whether a booster shot of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is needed. And yesterday, that same panel backed the Moderna booster for high risk and older adults. The next steps for Moderna are an FDA authorization and a CDC vote. The shots could potentially start as soon as next Friday.
A live look toward Marin County, where today you might not need your mask to enter some places. The same goes for San Francisco.
Last week, Mayor London Breed and the Department of Public Health announced an easing of mask requirements. KPX5's Justin Andrews is live in San Francisco this morning with where you'll no longer need to mask up. Justin.
Yeah, if you're fully vaccinated, you are not required to wear a mask in certain places. And some of those places includes gyms like the one right here, Fitness FF in SF in the Castro. And, you know, people are pretty excited about this, at least some of them, because they say that means they can breathe a little bit easier when they're working out early in the mornings. Now, the loosening of these mask mandates applies to offices, gyms, churches, and other indoor organized gatherings with 100 people or less. San Francisco and Marin County will still require indoor masking in places for the general public, so places like grocery stores, retail stores, and restaurants. Mayor Breed says lifting mask rules for those places will take a little longer to meet the criteria. Contra Costa County will join San Francisco and Marin counties in the lifting of mask requirements on November 1st. Other Bay Area counties could follow suit a little bit later, though. They have to meet certain criteria in order to do that. I'll dive into that coming up in the next 30 minutes. We're live in the Castro this morning. I'm Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
Thank you, Justin.
And this morning, many BART employees are trying to figure out what comes next now that the agency's board has approved a vaccine mandate. The new rule goes into effect 2 months from now. It applies to more than 4,000 workers, from janitors and train operators to police officers, maintenance crews, and station agents. Right now, 20% of BART employees, or 833 workers, are not vaccinated.
We are here to really provide trips for our riders. BART is here to keep our system moving.
If we don't have enough train operators, we have to cut the number of trains that we are running.
The mandate does not outline what happens if employees don't get vaccinated. That will be up to BART's general manager to figure out with the labor unions over the next few months.
A live look from Berkeley, where showing vaccine proof is now a requirement. The mandate applies to employees and patrons at adult care facilities, healthcare workers, pharmacies, and public and private childcare sites. Calmer winds in Santa Barbara County are helping firefighters as they work to contain the Alisal fire. About 1,300 personnel are working around the clock, and this morning they have the fire 11% contained, but it has already burned more than 16,000 acres.
First couple days, those winds were blowing pretty hard down canyon, and that was creating a problem as that fire was pushed down that canyon at a rapid rate, and it was able to keep spotting up to a quarter mile ahead of itself.
Firefighters are driving up and down Highway 101 to hold down those hot spots, and from the air, fixed-wing aircrafts are attacking the flames with fire retardant. And smoke from the Alisal fire is expected to drift into the Bay Area starting today. Forecasters say most of the smoke will stay above the surface, so hazy skies are likely today and tomorrow. For now, air quality managers say they do not plan on issuing any advisories.